military theme and street protests at the Republican National Convention in Philadelphia.
Former presidents and a former Bush rival are in the spotlight at this convention hall. Downtown, protesters run wild. I'm Barry Bagnato.
American troops at war against wildfires.
They're only deployed when the fires become so extreme that they overtax the capability of civilian firefighters.
Life in prison for a U.S. soldier who killed a little girl in Kosovo.
We have seen justice work.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Sam Litzinger. At the GOP convention, one war hero after another is expected to step forward to say they want George W. Bush as their commander-in-chief. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato joins us live with word on today's political action inside and outside the hall.
This joint will be jumping during a celebration of former Republican presidents, including George W. Bush's father. Nancy Reagan is expected here representing her sick husband. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer previews the appearance of former Bush rival John McCain.
A draft of the McCain speech shows the senator mentioning government reform while avoiding any direct reference to overhauling campaign finance laws, a big issue that has had him at odds with Bush. McCain wants to ease any lingering friction from the primaries. He'll probably describe himself as the distant runner-up.
Still a renegade, though, McCain tells the CBS Evening News he won't tolerate moves to kill campaign finance reform.
There will be blood all over the floor of the United States Senate.
Rebellious protesters have been raining on the Republican parade. In the thick of it, correspondent Howard Arenstein.
The demonstrators now are joined arms. They have their hands in tubes that are covered with gray tape. And the demonstrators are now sitting in the middle of one of the main streets of downtown Philadelphia.
At least 90 arrests are reported. Live at the Republican National Convention, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
George W. Bush is firing off some verbal rounds at President Clinton, who's raised questions about the Texas governor's ability to lead the country.
He's so desperate to have his legacy intact by getting Al Gore elected, he'll say anything, just like Al Gore will.
And CBS News correspondent Mark Noller says another Bush may jump into this verbal scuffle.
They never liked each other, but now former President Bush is wanting President Clinton to lay off his son, George W. Bush. The senior Bush is fuming over Mr. Clinton ridiculing Bush the younger at a recent Democratic fundraiser.
Near as I can tell, the message of the Bush campaign is just that. I mean, how bad could I be? I've been governor of Texas. My daddy was president. I own a baseball team.
Though the elder Bush has held his tongue about Mr. Clinton for most of his presidency, Bush warns he'll go public with his views of Mr. Clinton as a human being and person if he continues to needle George W. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Now this.
One wants to be a doctor, one wants to be a dragon. One loves fractions, the other loves recess. Identical twins, different as night and day. And you'd give them both the moon and the stars if you could. You'd give them chicken with no hormones and no steroids because you can. Tyson. We're chicken. Quality chicken. Tyson. It's what your family deserves.
It's incredible. My kids can't resist the taste of rich chocolate Ovaltine.
It's yummy. It's chocolatey.
And it's good for them. Rich chocolate Ovaltine tastes so great, they drink all their milk. They even ask for more. Plus, I know Ovaltine has vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't. Check the labels. So why give them Nesquik when you can give them more? And there is more nutrition in rich chocolate Ovaltine.
This chocolate milk's awesome. More Ovaltine, please.
They're sending in the troops. Pentagon spokesman Ken Bacon says about 1,000 U.S. Marines are being called in to help battle dozens of wildfires that are scorching parts of the West. Many will be in Idaho.
They will join approximately 300 to 400 National Guard and Reserve people who are already committed to the fire brigades.
Bacon says civilian firefighters are being stretched to the limit. CBS News correspondent David Dow is live on the front lines of one huge California blaze.
The fire has charred more than 67,000 acres of scenic Sierra land, sparsely populated but much beloved by its residents. Despite the fire danger, Zenda Edgar refuses to leave the hillside home of three family generations.
I have to be here, and I've been here all my life, off and on, so I want to stay here and fight it. I can use a chainsaw.
So far, so good for her home, as 1,700 firefighters continue to make progress. They've carved a line around more than a third of the huge fire and hope for full containment within 10 days. Live in Ridgecrest, California, I'm David Dow, CBS News.
Air France Concorde is staying on the ground for now. Officials say they want to know why one of the supersonic jets crashed last week. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
The following is a parable. You know, a story with fictitious characters that makes a point. A lion, a giraffe, a lamb, and a very hard-to-please rhino all got together to resolve the problems of the animal kingdom. First, they got rid of Cable, because Cable's fuzzy picture and rate hikes were ruining everything. But the rhino was still unhappy. Then along came Digital Dynamite, new from Dish Network. Just $34.99 a month, and you get an advanced Dish Network satellite TV system, over 100 channels, all in 100% digital perfection, hassle-free in-home service, and you don't even have to buy the equipment. And now subscribe to any of our movie packages, and you get the first 3 months free. If the animals could agree on anything, they'd call 1-888-441-DISH, 1-888-441-DISH, or go to their Dish Network retailer, and they'd all live happily ever after. Even the rhino, who never agreed on anything, would agree. The moral of the story? Get new Digital Dynamite from Dish Network.
Offer expires October 31st, 2000. 12-month programming commitment and $99 setup fee required. Setup includes standard professional installation and first-month plan payment. Cancellation penalties and restrictions apply. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice.
U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Frank Ronge may never be a free man again. A U.S. military court has sentenced him to life in prison without parole for sodomizing and killing an 11-year-old girl in Kosovo. Speaking through an interpreter, her family says justice has been done in this case.
We feel badly for the U.S. Army because he was a soldier, one of theirs. But he must pay the price for his actions and deserves the punishment the court has handed down.
The murdered girl's father says he can never forgive Ronge, who told the court he's sorry for what he did and still doesn't know why he did it. Federal officials say it's a big victory in the war on illegal drugs, particularly methamphetamine. They've arrested 140 people and seized $8 million. They say the operation had contacts in the Mideast. Time on the roundup is 7 minutes past the hour.
Are you looking for sizzling hot technology? Then visit our Super Mongo Virtual IT Career Fair!
There's a better way, people. Computerjobs.com. Real jobs. Updated hourly, customized to your individual profile. The tools you need, the results you deserve. Take control. If you're serious about your IT career, you'll go there.
Computerjobs.com. Outlive your code, upgrade your future.
Hey kids, let's have some chocolate milk. Jimmy, get the Nesquik.
Dad, we don't drink Nesquik anymore. We switched to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Why?
Mom says Ovaltine's better for you, and it tastes great.
That's right. Ovaltine is better for you. It has vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't. And the kids love the rich chocolate taste.
Mmm, Ovaltine is great.
I guess we're an Ovaltine family now.
More Ovaltine, please.
A California company wants your DNA. DNA Sciences has set up a website and is asking you to donate DNA for a gene trust. Jan Laurie Goldman, the director of the Health Privacy Project at Georgetown University, says, wait a minute.
Their goal, and I think they state it somewhere on their site, is to sell the information. They're going to try to gather large amounts of information on people and on many people and then sell it to pharmaceutical companies and others who would be interested in this.
The company says it only wants the DNA information for research purposes. It won't pay for DNA samples, but hopes people will contribute out of a sense of altruism. Just the thing for you die-hard thrill-seekers and folks with steel stomachs. The world's tallest roller coaster is now open in Japan. The Steel Dragon 2000 features a 320-foot hill followed by a nearly 70-degree drop. I'm feeling queasy already. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up nearly 85 points. The NASDAQ, though, was down 81.5 points today. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday, August 1st, 2000. I'm Sam Litzinger, CBS News.